This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hello there, come on in. You're just in time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So how has your week been? Busy? Sad? Happy? Whatever it's been like, I hope we can brighten the next few minutes as we sing together, visit Company Corner, and wind up with an interesting story. Here's just a little bit of it to help you want to stick around.
A landslide! Kip! Squirt, are you all right?
My legs are caught under a big rock.
I'm okay. Let's get Kip loose, Jed.
I can't see. It's so dark in here.
I found Kip. Here he is. Come on, Jed. Help me lift.
This rock.
Wow, I wonder what's happening and how it will all turn out. I guess we'll have to wait until story time to find out. By the way, the lesson in the story has to do with a young boy who doesn't like something about himself and how he changes his ideas about that. The thing he doesn't like is that he is short for his age. As we were working on the story, I was reminded of a song that says, "You don't have to be very big at all." And I thought that would be a perfect song for our cousins to begin today's program. So, cousins, take it away. We're waiting for your Bible story and song that says, "You don't have to be very big at all."
Have you heard about the little man who tried to see the Lord? Well, the crowd was very big and the man was very short. So he climbed up in a tree and he could see just fine.
Singer isn't very big, but she has an important message. 6-year-old Melissa has a song that the little boys and girls will like. It's a medley of "Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam" and "Little Sunbeams."
I think your gifts are children, and through the land they go. The most delightful mission that anyone can know. Jesus wants us for a sunbeam to shine for him each day, and every way try to please him at home, at school, at play. We will
You don't have to be very big to be a girl singer, or a boy singer, for that matter. Here's 5-year-old Carl to tell us in his song that God loves me, too. But first he has a good verse. Listen.
Matthew 6, verse 26. Behold the birds of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? God sees a little sparrow fall, it meets his tender view. If God so loves the little birds, I know he loves me too. He loves me too. He loves me too, I know he loves me too. Because he loves the little things, I know he loves me too. God made the little birds and flowers and all things great and small. He'll not forget his little ones, I know he loves them all. He loves me too. He loves me too, I know he loves me too. Because he loves the little things, I know he loves me too.
And now 3-year-old Carrie, who happens to be Becky's little sister, is already in Company Corner to tell us that Jesus is the children's Savior. First, she has some verses.
At the same time, the disciples came unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. I know someone who watches over me all through the day. I know someone who cares for me in every single way. The shepherd who will help me if I ever go astray. He's the Lord and Jesus is his name. He's the children's Savior, he's the children's friend. A very special person in his love will never end. He's the children's Savior, he's the children's friend. He's the Lord and Jesus is his name. Whenever I am lonely or whenever I am sad, Jesus comes to cheer me up and make my heart so glad. He's got to be the nicest friend that I have ever had. He's the Lord and Jesus is his name. He's the children's Savior, he's the children's friend. A very special person and his love will never end. He's the children's Savior, he's the children's friend. A very special person and his love will never end. He's the children's Savior, he's the children's friend. He's the Lord and Jesus is his name. He's the Lord and Jesus is his name.
Since Jesus is the one who told us to let the children come to him, let's pause right now to thank him for his love for children and for everyone. Lord Jesus, we thank you that when you were here on earth, you said, Let the children come to me and forbid them not. And so we're so glad that we can have this time with boys and girls around the world. But we think of the millions of boys and girls, especially those living in third world countries who know nothing about you. And I pray that there might be many missionaries that will take the message of the gospel, not only to the adults, but to the boys and girls living in these countries as well, so that they might know about you and come to trust you as Savior and Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. It's our three nieces' turn to sing today. Mary Beth, Lisa Sue, and Becky join their voices in a bright old song of invitation. Yes, he did. Listen.
He took my feet from the miry clay. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And placed them on the rock to stay. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I can tell the world about this. I can tell the nation.
Now let's take time for Answers to Your Bible Questions. Linda wrote the other day and asked this question. Uncle Charlie, I read in the Bible a lot about angels, but I'm confused. What's the difference between an angel and an archangel? And what are seraphims and cherubims? I'm confused. Well, Linda, I want to share for my answer a little bit from a delightful book written by Carolyn Nystrom called Angels and Me. She writes this about angels. Angels have many jobs, but one of their special jobs is to watch over me and you. Usually we cannot see angels. They are invisible. But sometimes God gave his people special eyes so that they could have just a peek. Or sometimes God gave an angel a body like a person so that the angel could do a certain job. Most of the time, angels cannot be seen or heard, but we know they are still there. Three angels looked just like men when they came to visit Abraham. Abraham and his wife were kind to them. They invited the three men to stay for dinner. Later, they discovered the three men were angels with an important message from God. Angels are very wise. They know more than you or I or even the wisest man on earth, but they do not know as much as God. God knows everything. Angels are strong, stronger than you or I or the strongest man on earth, but they are not as strong as God. God can do anything. Angels can move fast, faster than the fastest airplane. They can be here one moment and far away in a second. But no angel can be in more than one place at a time. Only God can do that. God is everywhere. All the time. Now, we do not know what angels look like, but the Bible tells us that there are several kinds of angels. Michael is an archangel. He fights against Satan. When Jesus comes back to earth to take his people to heaven, the archangel, or kind of a leader angel, Michael, will come with him. Now, seraphim stand above the throne of God. They have six wings, and they can fly. They lead all of heaven in praise and worship of God. What do you think it'll be like to praise God with the seraphim? Now, cherubim are magnificent creatures, hard to describe. They have many eyes and wings. Their job is to guard the holy places of God. Angels do many kinds of work for God. They are God's messengers. Before the Bible was written, God often sent angels to give messages to his people. When Jesus came as a baby, angels appeared often. They talked to Mary and Joseph, to the shepherds, and even to Jesus' uncle Zacharias. The angels made sure that everyone in Jesus' new family was ready to take care of him. Well, this is just a little bit from Carolyn Nystrom's book, Angels and Me, to answer your question, Linda, about what are angels, archangels, and seraphims, and cherubims. Fellas and gals, if you have a question you'd like to share, why not write to me? I'll do my best to answer. And of course, when you write, if you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, you be sure to share that too, all right? I'm Uncle Charlie, and you can write to me at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Well, before you know it, it will be time for our good story, all about a boy who didn't like something about himself. The story is called The Landslide. We'll have that good story right after Stacy sings our Go Along with the Story song, There's No One Exactly Like Me.
Look all the world over, there's no one like me. No one like me, no one like me. Look all the world over, there's no one like me. There's no one exactly like me. Some people are short and some people are tall. God loves them all, God loves them all. Some people short and some people are tall, but no one's exactly like me. Look all the world over, there's no one like me. No one like me, no one like me. Look all the world over, there's no one like me. There's no
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled The Landslide.
Do you ever meet kids who don't like something about themselves because other kids make fun of them? Like some kids get mad because they got freckles or buck teeth or they don't like the color of their hair or their skin. Or maybe kids poke fun of them because they got a name like Hortense or Matilda or Isidore or Ichabod. Well, I don't like myself because I'm small for my age. All the other boys in my class at school are almost twice as big as I am. They say I'm just a little kid. And to make it even worse, they call me Squirt. My real name is Paul, but the only ones that call me that are my mother, my school teacher, and my Sunday school teacher, and the kids, whenever they want me to do them a favor. Other than that, I'm just Squirt to everybody. Once I read in the Bible that God answers prayer, so I started praying every night that the Lord would help me to grow taller by morning, but it never happened. Then I read another place in the Bible that the Apostle Paul, I'm named for him, although you'd never know it. Anyway, the Apostle Paul had something wrong with him that he didn't like. He prayed 3 times that God would remove it, but God never did. So Paul said it was okay with him, because all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Well, I never felt that way until, well, this is how it happened. There's a big gravel pit near our house. I was over there one day watching the men working.
Hey! Hey, Shorty!
You mean me, mister?
There ain't any other midgets around here, are there? Beat it out of here! This is no place for little kids. We're gonna dynamite some rocks, and you might get hurt. So beat it!
I went over to the side of the hill, like I was going home. And when the man wasn't looking, I got behind some bushes. Then I circled around until I was at the bottom of the gravel pit. I could see the men working on top of the hill, but they couldn't see me. Then I heard some kids talking, and I went over to see who it was. It was Kip and Jed, two of the boys from my school, and they were playing in sort of a cave.
Hey, Jed, look who's here. It's Squirt.
Hi, Squirt. Does your mommy know you're so far from home?
Hi, fellas. What are you doing here?
Kip and I are digging a cave and looking for hidden treasure.
Yeah, and it's no game for kids.
We're playing pirates.
I know how to play like a pirate.
Sure you do. Who ever heard of a half-pint kid being a pirate?
Well, come on in and see the treasure we found already.
Okay, I'd like to see. You mean those rocks there?
Those only look like rocks. They're really hunks of pure gold. And there's more where these came from.
Look at these in the wall of our cave. They're bigger than we can lift, even if we could dig them loose.
It's kind of dark in here, isn't it?
Yeah, kinda. But we're gonna dig it deeper anyway. But I'm gonna sit down a while. My back gets tired from bending over all the time.
We ought to make the ceiling higher so we can stand up in here.
That's what's nice about being short. Look, I can stand up straight, and my head just touches.
Who wants to be a squirt? I'd rather make the ceiling higher.
Hey, what was that?
They're dynamiting some rock on top of the hill. They said no kids were allowed around here because it's dangerous.
Did they see you coming down here, Squirt?
No, Kip, they didn't see me.
Well, if they don't know we're down here, they can't chase us away. Come on, let's dig out some more of this gold.
All of a sudden, it just seemed like the whole hill caved in. Rocks came rolling down. Before we could get out, the roof of the cave fell in, and rocks covered up the mouth of the cave.
A landslide! Kip! Squirt, are you all right?
My legs are caught under a big rock.
I'm okay. Let's get Kip loose, Jed.
I can't see. It's so dark in here.
I found Kip. Here he is. Come on, Jed. Help me lift.
This rock.
No. Pull your leg, Kip, while we lift.
There. It's coming. Lift a little more. I'm loose.
Is your leg broken, Kip?
No, I don't think so, but it hurts. How are we gonna get out of this place? We're buried alive. Nobody knows we're here. What are we gonna do?
Look, fellas, there's no use in crying. That won't help. We'll get out some way.
But how?
I can see a little crack of light at the entrance of the cave. Maybe we can crawl out there.
I can see it. Let's clear the dirt away. Hurry, Jed. That's all we can do. The rest are all big rocks. We can't budge them. That's the biggest hole we can make.
Can we squeeze through it, Jed?
It's not big enough, Kip.
Move over, Jed. Maybe I can squeeze through. Wow, it's tight fit.
Can you make it, Squirt? I mean, Paul?
Try hard, Paul.
I'm partway through. If you fellas push from behind, I think I can make it. I'm almost, my head's out.
Keep trying, Paul. You'll make it.
I'm out, fellas. I'm out.
Run for help, quick.
You'll be out of there in no time. I'm on my way.
I ran to the top of the hill and told the men what had happened. They came running with picks and shovels, and before long, two very scared and thankful pirates were safe outside. Well, anyway, I want to say that I've quit praying for God to make me taller. I'm willing to be just as big as He wants me to be, and no bigger. If I had been as big as the other boys, none of us could have crawled through that little hole, and we probably would have suffocated. I learned that there's a reason for everything, that if we love the Lord, all things do work together for good, even the things we don't like. God made us the way we are for a good reason, and we can trust Him because we know He loves us.
Well, that was an exciting story, but it also was a story with a good lesson. Boys and girls, thank God for who you are, for what you are, and the way God made you. You know, there's a good prayer for you to pray when you think about yourself and something you'd like to change. You say this: God, give me the courage to change the things I can change. God, give me the patience to accept the things I cannot change. And God, give me the wisdom to know the difference between the two. But let me also share some good verses from Psalm 139 as we think about ourselves. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You're acquainted with all my ways. And then I like these verses from starting at round verse 13. For you have formed my inward parts. You've covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. In other words, boys and girls, God made you the way you are for a purpose. And if you think you're too short, if you think you're too tall, if you think you've got too many freckles, if you think your nose is pointed the wrong way, well, talk to God about it. Because He says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So thank the Lord for the way He has made you, and just do your very best for Him. Well, time's up for today's visit. If you have a problem or a prayer request that you'd like to share, or maybe a question you'd like us to answer, you be sure to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now.